Interesting day, I think. We were happy to win the toss and bat first, but the first hour proved quite difficult. The ball did a little bit more than we thought, and I actually thought they bowled quite nicely. Scoring proved difficult. And then a rare blemish for Mitch, probably just chased a wide one there and lost his wicket, unfortunately. And then I thought Alexi's innings held us together, really, because we lost a couple more wickets in Pardo and then obviously Ross Whiteley as well. But it was difficult. I think the guy summed the pitch up. It was a little bit too paced, but we're happy enough with our position at the moment.
It seemed that Hampshire did what you've been doing all season, basically bowled good lines, bowled straight.
Yeah, they used the pitch conditions to their favour, definitely. They bowled nice and straight. As I said, the guys, when they came off at the first break, said it was difficult to score. There was a little bit of swing as well. I got behind the bowler's arm for a while there and it was moving around a little bit. I think at lunch we were happy just to be two down. Losing that one quickly after lunch was a bit of a blow, but as I said, these two have played nicely, so kick on tomorrow.
What's going to be a decent score?
Bump and I were talking, we thought if we could get upwards of 300, we think it'll spin. So I think if we can get 300 plus first innings round and really attack them early on, get Saeed in the game when we can as well, and do exactly what they have done, make scoring difficult, then we'll be happy.
Yeah. You mentioned Alexi, he's having a far better season than last season, but he got that century against Kent, but he's probably looking for another score, isn't he?
Yeah, Alexi I think's turned a bit of a corner this year. He's been far more mature in the way he bats. He has tried to change things a little bit. Hasn't quite got the scores he would like or deserves, but hopefully this is another score around the corner for him. He's doing everything right, though. He works as hard as anyone. He just needs a little bit of luck. Cubbers, we know, has been promising a lot for a long time, so it'd be nice to see him get a big season like he did a couple of years ago.
Two spinners in the side, two out-and-out spinners, Jack Chaudhry included, so you obviously think it's going to go a bit.
Yeah, actually, looking at the game yesterday that we played on at the T20 game, Saeed's deuce returned a little bit off the straight, so we thought, well, that's a good sign, hence Chaudhry is coming to the side. He hasn't had a lot of cricket because of his injury he had, but he's a big spinner of the ball, and then we think getting him in was the right option.